News. Reporting by remote, I'm World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says nearly a billion doses of vaccine had been secured for the COVAX program to provide shots for poor and middle-income countries. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros said 189 countries were taking part in the COVAX effort.
Our COVAX partner, Gavi, is in discussions with several other manufacturers, and further deals will be announced in the near future.
The organization expects to make decisions on whether to give emergency use approval to COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca in the coming weeks. WHO officials described the arrival of vaccines as a major development, but stressed repeatedly that it would take a long time before the shots could be rolled out worldwide. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it will rapidly work to grant emergency use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
It's unusual for the FDA to publicly comment on the timing or progress of its reviews, which are considered confidential government information. But this morning it issued a brief statement from Administrator Stephen Hahn to Pfizer, saying the agency is moving toward green-lighting the vaccine, which is all but assured after an FDA advisory panel signed off yesterday. The statement came less than an hour after President Trump tweeted directly at Hahn, complaining the FDA is a big old slow turtle. Many FDA observers predict action by tomorrow before CDC advisors meet Sunday to vote on who should get the initial vaccine shots. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the